Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so let's get to it. It is one of the biggest stories in the sports world, maybe only outshadowed by Luka Doncic, but that can wait. Myles Garrett is a player I brought up during the season, got mocked for it. They would never do it. He loves Cleveland. He hadn't been happy in Cleveland in a while. And the Browns are not caught off guard by the story today, the statement where Myles Garrett has asked for a trade, demanded a trade, whatever you want to call it. He is the reigning defensive player of the year. He is a first-team All-Pro defensive end. He is one of the singular best football players in the entire sport. If you subtract quarterbacks from the conversation, he might be a top five overall player in the sport. He is a dominator.
Right.
Look, here's where we're going to go with this. Look, I'll get laughed at. If the Detroit Lions don't get in on this, someone you're going to face on your way to a Super Bowl next year will. The teams are already lining up. The Buffalo Bills, the San Francisco 49ers, the Baltimore Ravens, the Green Bay Packers. This is life at the top of the food chain. My whole proposal is more about there are very few players or assets I wouldn't trade rather than what I would be willing to do, meaning you could call up and say right now it's going to be three first-round picks plus Brian Branch. Okay. I'm making a point to you that if I can have Myles Garrett in his prime and Aiden Hutchinson in his prime, you can just shut it down. Mm-hmm. You will basically recreate what the Denver Broncos had in their heyday of Defwu. Don't ever bleep with us. And it was DeMarcus. Excuse me. It was, oh my God, I'm spacing out. Von Miller in his prime, and then Numbnuts played for the Cowboys. Not DeMarcus. DeMarcus Ware. Thank you. I was like, what is my problem? So they had this pass where she couldn't block it. He just couldn't block it. Mm-hmm. They killed people. They went to back-to-back Super Bowls. If the object is winning a Super Bowl, what have I said? We need another Hellraiser on this defense. Now, before all the Brad bots come out and say we want to be built for a long time to be good, I want you to just remember your feeling at the end of this last season. And remember, being built to be good ends with how you feel right now.
Congratulations. You might as well change your colors to red, white, and blue. You're the Buffalo Bills.
So the other side of this will be, well, the Browns don't intend on trading him. Great. The fan base hates the organization. The fan base sides with Myles Garrett. And Myles Garrett here on this team, let me be unequivocal. I do not care about the long-term ramifications. I do not care if it costs you players later. I do not care if it triggers a rebuild a year earlier. If I get a Super Bowl, here's the other thing. Imagine this front. Myles Garrett on one side, Aiden on the other. Aleem in the middle. Mm-hmm. Who's drawing single cover?
Let me help you. No, exactly. Let me help you with this, Mike. With those three, just those three on the front line, your secondary gets 1,000 times better.
Correct.
Because quarterbacks are running for their life. So you don't have to sit there and be like, oh, we got Kendall Vildor back there. Doesn't matter. Because they don't have enough time to throw the ball to him for it to bounce off of his face mask. They don't. You have to
Poor
do
Vildor,
this.
Man. Nobody's incurred more slander.
Well, at least he stayed on the team. Reynolds didn't.
Jeez.
Reynolds had to take the bullet, and they just got rid of him because he didn't make the catch. But when I look at this, you're right. Your window is right now. Lions fans, I guess, are there sacred cows that you don't want to see gone? Because to me, there aren't any. Because you look at what Philly did, and they said, screw it, we're going all in. Let's go get Saquon. He's been that difference maker. I think Myles Garrett would be that difference maker on your defense. You're going to have to, if it's a bidding war, it's going to cost you, but that's okay. Think short term, not long term. You think short term, okay, we're giving up this piece and this piece and this draft picks for the next couple of years. That's okay Because if you get a ring, you get a title, consider yourselves the Rams. You know, once again, they just said, screw it. We're going for it. They brought in Matthew Stafford. They made the trade.
Yep.
They won a title. They haven't been back. And you know what? They don't care because they got a title.
Here's an example. All right. So a couple of these proposals have been put out there. And because you're picking in the later stages of the first round and probably will be for the next couple of years, you got to give more. So they've got a Kansas City Chiefs proposal here on Bleacher Report. It'd be a first round this year, a second round this year, and a fourth round this year, plus Mike Dana, who's a starting edge for them. Chicago Bears are on this list. Packers are on the list. Bears are giving up starting corner Kyle Gordon, a couple of first round picks. So understand, guys, it won't be cheap.
No.
But you just, I'm with Rico on this, and I'd love to know where you guys are at. I don't think it's just sports radio idiocy to suggest that one of the generational players in the league who fills a position of great need for you is potentially available. I don't think it's Madden or anything to make fun of.
Mike, it's not. I mean, I was reading something and I was telling David, the Niners pitch right now is take the number 11 pick this year, take next year's first, and we'll throw in Debo and let's make this thing happen. Like, you're going to have to come off of a player. And it's not going to be, well, what about, can we give up Rodrigo? No.
You know where I'd be scared if he ended up from a Lions perspective? Not just divisionally, obviously, Chicago, Green Bay. The team you don't want this guy landing on? Washington.
They're in the mix.
You do not want Myles Garrett as a Commander, because the minute that defense adds a pass rusher, look out. They've got Jonathan Allen. They have Daron Payne. They're building a secondary. They just need that edge for Dan Quinn to do what he wants to do. So, look, part of this is you should do it on merit. The other part of it is if you don't do it, this guy, there is a high probability, because the Browns are in the AFC and because they will not want to trade him in the AFC, you will then have to deal with this man.
Mm-hmm.
And God help it if it's potentially in division. Look. What are you willing to give up? And are you willing to finally come down off the altar of Brad Holmes and the let Brad cook stuff? Do you just say, you know what? You gotta go. It's time. And honestly, I'm with Rico on this. You're not keeping everybody around anyways. And if there's one player I'd be willing to screw around with contracts and adjust them and end up with a poison pill 3 years from now, yeah, a guy like Myles Garrett, who I do it for.
Yeah. And it's not to say that it will work, because I'm sure we're going to be, how do you know it's going to work?
I don't know that it's going to work.
I don't, but you're taking that chance. Because if you get this right, then your defense is going to be all that. And your, as I say, with the remaining pieces that you keep in your secondary, let's say you keep able to keep a Brian Branch back there, man, your secondary becomes that much better, because the pass rush is going to be phenomenal. You can't double team anybody. And mobile QBs, you're going to be running for your life.
Think about what the Bears would create. Montez Sweat on one side, Myles Garrett on the other. See, again,
it's with the guy who designed your offense coaching the team.
I know. Guys, tell me what you're thinking on this. For me, if you called up and said a first, a third, and Laporta, I'm doing it. That's not hyperbole. I don't care if I get made fun of. Doesn't matter to me. It's principle, okay? They're going to get a starter from you. They're going to get multiple picks from you. Now, the Bears are picking 10th overall. Well, the Bears probably can get away with giving up the number 10 overall, a number 2 or a number 3, and a starter. You can't. You're picking 28th. You're going to have to pay more.
Yeah,
well, who are the starters you would trade? Think this over, right? You're not trading Jahmyr Gibbs. You're not trading Amon-Ra. You're not trading Sewell. None of the other offensive linemen are tradable because they're old or unsigned or unproven. Fair? Done. Okay. Now, J-Mo, Laporta. Those would be the two offensive pieces if I'm the Bears I look at. Defensively, okay, we're not going to trade Aiden. We're not going to trade Terry and Arnold. You're probably not going to trade a Kirby Joseph. You're going to pay him. So that's what led me to say, okay, do you trade Brian Branch?
One
of them. So you get my point is, you're not trading Lee McNeil on a blown tire. You know, I don't think the Bears care about Jack Campbell. So I'm saying, like, when I say these things, because no one critically thinks anymore, like, oh, there goes Mike. No, I've already thought about it.
You know what? To me, there's only two people that you can't trade off this team.
I'll tell you about it next.
I'll give it to you right now if you want it. But I'll give it to you next.
David, can you put that in the sandbox for me? Thank you. All right. Yes.
All right.
Please.
You ready?
Be curious. All
right. Grow up.
Well, thank you, Rico. Miles Garrett is the conversation, and not in a fantasy land way. He's asked for a trade, put a public statement out. I can tell you from Cleveland's side, they're not surprised. They know he's unhappy. He's a face of the franchise. He's a generational talent. He's everything you hope Aiden turns into. And I don't think there's a need to make fun of anyone saying the Detroit Lions need to do everything in their power to go get him. Because if you don't, as I said last segment, not only do you not have him, but someone you compete against will. This is the type of move. And here's what you're getting, by the way. This is a six-time All-Pro, four-time first-team All-Pro. This is going to be a unanimous, first-time eligible Hall of Famer. This is a guy, here, tell me what these numbers mean, Rico. 13.5, 10, 12, 16, 16, 14, 14. That's his sack production.
Total. Yeah.
And largely on a bad Cleveland team. Guys, at a certain point, you got to let go of the rope. You don't get to keep all your players. And if you trust Brad Holmes the way you do, you don't get to keep all your picks. This is an all-in move I would make with zero hesitation.
To me, there's only two people that I... Sewell is untouchable. You got to keep him. The other one is Aiden, because that's what you're trying to pair him up with. Anybody else?
No. Rico, no. You can't trade Amon-Ra.
Why not? No. He's a wide receiver, Mike.
I understand it.
You can go out
culture,
and get a
grit, captain, toughness. Mm-hmm. Signed him.
Okay.
I can't.
You know what?
Plus, if you're the Browns, you're not taking that kind of salary.
No. But what I'm saying is you have to be willing, because
I'm willing to do just about
it. It's a different position, but to me, it's like how everybody embraced Jamal Williams, and he was the culture of this team, and he was this, and he was that. And then you found his replacement, and you moved on, and we don't talk about him anymore.
See, Mike, you have to understand who you're talking to here. This is a guy that didn't want to pay Debo, didn't want to pay Brandon Ayuk. He does not want to pay wide receivers.
I don't value receivers.
He doesn't
value
them.
No, more importantly, he doesn't value black receivers. So, I think that's really the centerpiece of this.
Well, you're right. It's just February now.
All right, no, on a serious note, listen. I'm 99% of the way there. My list is like four or five people, not...
Yeah. No, I also would not include St. Brown in the deal either. I wouldn't include Gibbs as well. But I can understand where somebody might say trade Gibbs.
Because you probably... Let's just say you had to give up one of those and you still kept everybody else. Your team has enough weapons. You could survive. Okay. Yes, we all love Amon-Ra and the blue hair and standing upside down in the end zone. But if that meant you brought in Myles Garrett, and if that meant that, okay.
I'm not gonna, got J-Mo.
No.
That is a Rico opinion. I am not a part of this. I will not trade that man. There are certain guys you can't. I can't. I can't do it. I'll trade J-Mo. I can't do it. Take J-Mo. Take an extra pick. I can't do it. I offered Brian Branch.
I'm saying Brian Branch, once again, there's just two guys. We want him. No. We want him. No. What about it? We can talk. You want Branch? Fine. We can negotiate a Branch. But if they came in and said, well, we kind of really like Amon-Ra, all right.
No, because then my offense is broken.
You can find another receiver.
Okay. All right. Hey, that the trademarked or whatever, the express written consent, that's Rico's opinion. Leave me out of that one. I want no part of that blast radius.
Remember talking about Memphis before the show? That's what I'm doing to you, Rico.
All right, let's do this. David, ticket text first. I mean, is this something people are at least willing to listen, or is it a shred fest where it's like, this is stupid radio?
No, let's go. Get Miles. He's going to be cheaper than he once was. Yes, still expensive, but yes, make the deal. That is from A2 in Tecumseh. Garrett has double-digit sack totals the last 7 years, the premier pass rusher in the league. Oh, no, let's not trade our 24th pick or lower picks. Yes, make the call now. Next year's the year to do it. It's not going to if it's not going to happen, they have to go all in on Myles Garrett.
Okay, I'm glad the texter said this. Rico, do we have commonality in this that next year is their last best chance at a Super Bowl? Meaning 2026, obviously the cap's not real, but when you see $4 million of effective cap space for 2026, it is suggestive there will have to be a lot of heavy lifting by Brett Holmes.
You know what you become? At that point, you're looking at the Cincinnati Bengals. You got to make tough choices. We can't keep everybody.
So let's go all in right now. In an offseason where you lost both coordinators, and I know the discotheque doesn't believe that matters. Well, we live in reality.
Jason and
meanwhile, Costa's dressed like Santa Claus, like Travolta in that commercial on the dance floor. No, you lost both your coordinators. You know a way I can offset some of that? Here's Myles effing Garrett. Players, not plays. And don't hit me with, well, we might be able to find a pass rusher at 28. Who? We're talking about a gold jacket. First team. It's a Hall of Fame player. In his prime. Opposite Aiden Hutchinson. Come on, man. Please.
My only concern is this. Are we on an island? Because
apparently,
I'm hoping that Holmes, because when he drafts, he's not really drafting defensive linemen, not early. So is this just a position that he feels we can get anybody and make this thing work? It's not. I'm with you. You got next year. After next year, you go from sitting at the head table to you're now sitting out there with the rest of the people.
Yep. And listen, I mean, maybe it's a minor point, but don't you get two draft picks from Aaron Glenn getting a head coaching job, right? There's a couple of threes. I'll take the next two first-round picks and a player of their choice, and I'm doing the deal. I don't think that's provocative. I don't think it's hyperbole, and I don't think it's, well, radio stupidity. No, guys, all in, parade, Super Bowl. You call Cleveland, and you make them turn the receiver and do this. You just try. Myles Garrett is one of the rare players. He is better than Max Crosby. He's a more complete player than Max Crosby. Like Max, maybe someday could earn his way to the Hall of Fame. Myles Garrett already has a bust in Canton.
You turn up the defense, Mike, and that's another reason why I'm not saying this just try to be provocative, but, man, you look at the Chiefs. They really made their defense good. They lost Tyreek Hill. They haven't missed a beat.
Can you imagine if the Chiefs get Myles Garrett?
Right. But that's what I'm saying. So I'm not locked in on a receiver because history has shown you improve your defense, you can win a championship. You can have five great receivers, and you're sitting at home in January.
You better pray to God he doesn't end up in Chicago or Green Bay. I mean, you know, listen. We'll get to the people next. David, a couple more ticket texts, then we'll go to the phones. I'm all in on it. Myles Garrett's demanded a trade. He's done it publicly. The Browns can say whatever they want because they're probably trying to figure out the damage. I mean, I'll give you a great example. I've read a couple of things out of Cleveland where you've got a couple vets on that team that if they traded Myles Garrett and triggered a rebuild, Joel Bitonio is one of the best offensive linemen in football in totality. He'll retire before being part of a rebuild. How do I know that? He said it publicly. Mm-hmm. Like, the Garrett thing, they just have to go, no, everything's okay. They're the puppy with the cup of coffee. Well, the whole house is on fire.
I mean, on top of the whole Deshaun Watson fiasco, yeah. It's bad. And really, the only thing to do is to file NFL bankruptcy, meaning blow the whole thing up.
And it's in a year they have the number one pick.
Yeah.
So, or number two pick. So you can now go, okay, we can now have this force multiplier of trading Garrett in a year we have number two. Now let's say we added a couple of picks and a starter or added three. Let's say they added two ones, a two and a four. Now it opens up other possibilities in how you do this rebuild.
Right. Especially like if you trade with the Bears, because now you're sitting there at two and you're sitting there at 10.
There you go.
You trade with the Niners. You're at two. You're at 11. So, yes. Now that's how you jumpstart a team.
I just, I don't know. Maybe Lions fans are still staring at a wall. We'll talk to the people we do have. I'm shocked this isn't Floodgate City. Always so generous, R.L. Beard. Let's get to the people. Myles Garrett's demanded a trade. I'm all in on it. I don't care about 2027, 28, 2030. Yes, you've built a wonderful football team. You have nothing to show for it. I want to win the Super Bowl. I don't care. And here, I'll be candid. I'm not extending J-Mo. I'm not extending Jahmyr Gibbs. I'm not extending both of Branch and Joseph. Those are moves I'm already I've accepted that. I want a two-year window, and Myles Garrett has 2 years on his deal, to try and go win the Super Bowl. Yes, if it costs me a one, a two, a four, and a starter, I'm doing it. Because this idea about building for the long term, I don't know what the long term is. I want to win a Super Bowl, and I don't care if the team disappears after that. So I'm all in. Myles Garrett demanded a trade. I'd like the Lions to be a part of it. There you go. Slander away. Brandon, St. Clair Shores. What's up, Brando?
What's going on, gentlemen?
How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. I got two potential trade packages. Want to get your thoughts real quick.
Sure.
Obviously, we'll receive Myles Garrett. Browns will receive the following. 25 first-round draft pick, 26 first-round draft pick, and Hendon Hooker. Number two, Myles Garrett. Obviously, we get him. What do they receive? 25, 26 first rounders and one of the 25 third rounders, giving them more multi-high value draft picks in the second option and get a potential quarterback, which, as we all know, they value heavily, even though they're about to go bankrupt. What are you guys' thoughts?
I do. These are done before I ever check with my owner.
Two first round picks and Hendon Hooker.
Done.
Did I get that right, Brandon?
That's correct.
Yep. Okay. Heartbeat. That's correct. Done. I'll even pay for shipping.
I'm thinking if I'm the – yes, I would do it if I'm the Lions. I got to think that the Browns are like, Hendon who? What? No.
No, I mean, Brandon, the point I'm making is, look, whether it's Hendon Hooker, I don't even care about the name. It's all secondary to landing a six-time All-Pro, four-time first-team All-Pro, Hall of Fame player at 28 years old, who will walk in here opposite Aiden Hutchinson, and you can mark him down for 14, 15, 16 sacks. Mark him down for 20-plus TFLs. Mark him down for an automatic double team every time he's on the field. Every snap. Brandon, it's anything you want. It's BOGO.
Because think of it like this. Aiden Hutchinson still led the team in sacks.
He died in week four.
I mean, I'm not laughing at it, but it is funny. When you think about it, you had an entire season and he still led everybody.
And this is what this fan base isn't prepared for. And I'm not mad at them. They're not prepared for it because you reach the stage when you're chasing a championship at the highest level. You do have to be cognizant what other teams are doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if now this is a bit of projection, but we're having some fun with the topic. If you find out the Bears and Pack are interested in this, yes, that type of stuff affects you. Yes.
If you find out the Bears are interested in this, then that defensive line that you're hoping to have, the Bears now have.
With Montez Sweat opposite him?
Yes.
Yeah. Problems. Same thing with the Pack. I just believe if you make this move, you're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. Full stop. Even in an offseason where you lost both your coordinators, and it's never been done. That's how much I think of this guy.
So, yeah, you put him with, what, Edger and Cooper for the Pack?
Yeah. Listen. Myles Garrett is built different. He is as close to Michael Strahan in his prime as I have seen. A guy that plays all three downs, a guy that plays the run, a guy that knocks down passes, right. Auto double team, or model citizen.
Or just think, not in the division, but imagine him on the Philadelphia line.
I don't want to.
Or with the Commanders. Or imagine him next to Bosa.
Yeah, I know.
Like, these are people that you're going to have to go through to get to the Super Bowl. And it won't matter if you play the game at Ford Field or not. They're still coming after your quarterback. So.
Yeah. It's a no-brainer to me. Go to Chuck 97.1. Chuck, what's going on, buddy?
How are you guys?
Good.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, I'm of the mind you have to empty the vault right here. This I think you said it, Mike. This is your window, isn't it?
1,000%, and I believe you're in your last year or two of your best shot at it. Yes.
Right, because you're not going to be able to keep all those guys. And they've already got the offense. Plus, as a caveat, they won't have to be forced to score 28 or 35 a game just to stay in it.
Chuck, what it allows you really to do, and I think Rico could speak to this effectively because it's how his team has prospered, it allows you to rush four, cover seven, and you really, you punish people because their five or their six can't block your four. It's how the Niners have made their hay. I know the Niners play a different system, a lot of cover three. You play a lot of man. This would allow you to do different things, to bracket more people, to help more people.
But see, and I think you played man out of necessity because you just had to you weren't getting to the quarterback unless you brought extra pass rushers each and every time. You had to blitz.
Right. This, Chuck, it just changes the things you have to do versus getting to do more of the things you want to do. And you have this bookended. It's an investment in Aiden Hutchinson as much as it is I just want a really good player. I truly believe if you made a move like this, you would launch Aiden's career into the stratosphere. You would have a pair. You could end up having a pair of first-team All-Pros at the position. You could have two guys. One of them's already in the Hall of Fame. You could launch Aiden to a 2-3-year run of success of 15-plus sack seasons. I mean, I just truly don't. I hate when I have to hear the whole, no, you know, look, we just want to be good for a long time.
Mm-mm, you don't.
I want to win a Super Bowl. Ask Buffalo what it's like to be good for a long time. Ask Baltimore. How much fun are they having?
We can attest to that, Mike. David, is it fun?
No, not at all.
I agree.
Not at all.
I concur.
And I'll say, David, I'll be honest with you. You think it's time to move on from T.J. Watt?
That's the only way to kind of reset things.
Start to retool this puppy a little bit?
Yes.
I don't think you went high enough in the food chain.
They're not getting rid of Tomlin.
Okay.
They're not.
Okay.
Well, that was a formality in my world. Professionally, he's already dead. So I had moved
on. My key card's not working. Well, Mike, we need to talk.
He's trying to put that wooden cross in the scanner.
It's just red light.
My card doesn't work. He's trying to scan his cross.
Hey, Russ, could you try it? His goes through. Wait, his works, but mine doesn't?
Well, straight to the people. We got a lot to talk about in the 4 o'clock, including I want to give you some perspective on this Luka Doncic trade because I feel like people have either lost the ability to think, read, comprehend. Oh, my God, I can't believe 48 hours later, believe it, it happened. And I'll give you some reasons why.
People may still be in shock.
Oh, please. Learn to read. Not you. I mean, you're a verbose reader. Let's go to Jeff, 97.1. Jeff, what's going on, buddy?
Good evening. Good afternoon, gentlemen. 100% in. When I first heard the news, I thought about players I wouldn't trade. And with a player like this, the list was like one on defense, one on offense. I mean, that's all you're allowed to protect. So, of course, Aiden, because why trade him if you're trying to make them lineup?
Yep.
And I was first thinking Amon-Ra. But that darn Rico, he's got me convinced now. I say it's Aiden and no one else. Aiden and no one else.
No, Sewell.
Because
Sewell.
Boy, Sewell's tough. I
That's a future Hall of Famer right there.
Agreed. I'd trade Ymir. I know that's sacrilege. I know how incredibly you'd be ripped to death for trading him.
Hold on. Breathe. We're going to do this together. I know it seems bad, but remember, you trade away one piece, you keep all the rest, and you add Myles Garrett. That's enough to win a Super Bowl, and then you won't care.
I agree completely. I 100%. Why you might have to trade someone like Ymir or even St. Brown is because your first-round draft pick is so low. You got to pay to get. Mm-hmm. And if your coin is low value, 28th pick or whatever they have, you might have to do something that will drive people crazy, but I'm 100%, 100%, 100%. Thanks.
I'm not participating in this.
I mean,
listen, you made a huge investment in your quarterback, and I would just caution the Rico bots. The things you're doing are going to hurt Jared Goff, and I'll leave it at that.
Right, but if you...
Nope.
Okay.
I don't want to be curious.
Okay.
You need to stop trying to trade people. I won't trade.
I am saying if you want Myles Garrett, because as the caller said, because you're sitting at what, 27, 28, you're going to have to sweeten the pot. You're not offering a top 10 pick. So you're going to come on. It's going to hurt a little bit, until you see Myles Garrett out there with Aiden Hutchinson. And I promise you, you won't remember who you traded away.
What do we always say about Jared Goff, though? Is, oh, he needs weapons around him. He needs a good O-line. He needs a good run game. He needs good receivers. I don't feel very comfortable taking one of the key pieces of that away.
You still got LaPorta. You still got Gibbs. And you would still have J-Mo. You can't win with that? Then maybe we need to shop and get a better quarterback.
I don't want to take away St. Brown or Gibbs. I think that's where I draw a line in the sand.
Same here, Kenny.
Okay.
What? I'm just agreeing with the senator from North Dakota. Jeez.
There's going to be competition.
The opinions and views expressed by Rico Beard have no relation to those of David Hall, Kenny Cott, or me.
Offering up Hendon Hooker will get you this.
I didn't do that.
No, I'm just saying.
Let the record show I offered as an example
Brian Branch
and multiple picks.
Yes.
That's it.
And no. And I'm saying, to me, there's only two people that I'm like, no, no, and no. If you want Branch, Branch is a part of the deal. But I'm also saying, if for some reason they're like, hey, we want that wide receiver, take him. Let's make it happen. Because we want Myles Garrett here.
Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. Anthony, what's going on, buddy? Or I hit the wrong damn button and I'm stupid. What's up, Anthony?
What's going on, fellas? How are you guys?
Well, and hold on. I got to put you on with Kenny because I can't hear you for the life. You sound like you got a drill going on back there. We're on speak. Kenny, will you check on Anthony? And I'll get him back on in a moment because that audio was terrible. Go to Jamie, 97.1. Jamie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. I just wanted to say thanks for letting us listen to and pick your brain with you. I think we should do everything we can to get Myles Garrett into Detroit. I don't care who it is, with the exception of Aiden Hutchinson and probably Amon-Ra. Those are the only two people that I wouldn't let go.
Jamie, let me ask you a question. Let's do it a different way. I want to have some fun for a second with you. So
okay.
I guess my question is, do you believe it's time for Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell and the Brain Trust to not do what they want to do, but do what they need to do? Meaning, they like to draft, develop, pay their guys early. They don't want to do FDM picks. Do you believe Myles Garrett is a player where you just have to shatter the glass and you break tendency?
There's only two players that I would do that for, Max Crosby and Myles Garrett. Myles Fair. Garrett, break the glass. Do what you got to do. Bring him to Detroit. We're going to bring a championship home. That's all there is to it.
I'm with you.
Again, thanks for entertaining me while I pick up my kids, man.
Oh, you got it. Enjoy the pickup line. Don't lose your mind. You're going to be okay, Jamie. Rico, maybe his list is right. Crosby or Garrett. And I put Garrett a tier above Max Crosby.
I do, too. And you know what? He's motivated, whereas Crosby is like, well, maybe I want to stick around Las Vegas for a while. Myles, I want to win. So,
and he's got
get
two,
me
look,
out.
And he's got 2 years left on the deal. You could, now again, could he make a demand? You got to redo the deal? Yes. Salary cap's not real. You don't get to have it both ways, guys. You can't sit here telling me you're going to re-sign all your players when 2026, you got an effective cap space of $4 million. And then in the next breath, tell me, well, we can't get Myles Garrett. We don't have the money. Well, then how did you plan on playing all these guys?
And like I said, I know, not a popular opinion, but...
Oh, no, I know. You're
you. No. You win Super Bowls with great defensive linemen, great rush edges, not with great wide receivers.
The opinions expressed do not reflect that of Mike Valeni, David Hall, or Kenny Cotton. They are the explicit written consent of Rico Beard.
I'm trying to get a Super Bowl champion here.
Bro, you are welcome to your opinion. I am simply removing.
You put a disclaimer out there.
Because I don't want to be associated with it.
You want to be so far away from this. You have put out multiple disclaimers.
Because I love Amon-Ra.
I'm literally waiting for you to hold up a sign saying, nope, not me, not me.
No, I'm just.
I like him as well. I don't want to run him out of town, but what I'm saying is, if you want a guy like Myles Garrett, it may hurt initially. That's all. Let's hope that they want Branch instead of Amon-Ra.
We differ in opinion.
And that's okay.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, I do not want to go on that bobsled run.
It doesn't matter because no matter what I say, it's all going to be, I heard Mike say this.
No, I did. That's why I don't want to be associated with it. I didn't say it.
Okay.
I think Rico's right. It doesn't matter. They always associate you with everything.
It doesn't matter what I say. I did not say it.
Dan Campbell is an idiot.
No. I did not say these things.
You know, I heard Mike's show today, and I think he said Dan Campbell is an idiot.
Didn't say it. He calls for it way too much.
How is your madness being now I have to pay for it?
You know, that's what happened at the barbershop Saturday. Man, I heard Mike say, I'm like, that was actually me.
David, it's a million times. Like, yeah, Mike said this. I actually said it, but you know what? Thanks for listening.
I didn't say your thing about Amon-Ra.
No. I'm saying in life, when I'm out, people are like, well, I remember when Mike said that. I'm like, I actually said that, but sure. Thanks for listening.
Okay, you know what, Anthony 97. Anthony, how are you?
You guys kill me.
There we go. Now I hear you clear. Now we're good. What's up?
Sorry about the disruption, boys.
Oh, you're good, brother.
Just real quick, the whole getting Myles Garrett, it's a no-brainer. Whoever doesn't want him, just like you would say, Mike, F off to the sun. But for the most part, though, I am getting talked down into what I originally called for.
Okay.
And giving up Hendon Hooker and a first-round pick along with, and I hate to say it, Amon-Ra St. Brown, but I'm getting talked away from it because I do value Amon-Ra. I think Amon-Ra is a top three receiver, regardless of who his quarterback would be. But if that's the case, Brian Branch, couple first-round picks, let's bring home a Super Bowl, boys. It's enough is enough. Like, it's time to be a big boy now.
Yeah, and Ant, understand, I have no slander for Brian Branch. I love him. I don't get the mouthpiece and the helmet thing, but I let go of that. Yeah. Look, the bottom line is you start to look at who's cheap, who's got a few years of term left, you know, who's a difference maker that a team would want, you know, need. And look, no one knows what Cleveland's thinking. They may only want draft capital.
Didn't their GM say that he wasn't going to trade Myles Garrett
He has to say that.
Poof, here we are.
Yeah, he has to say that. And look, I think privately they knew he was unhappy. This doesn't surprise them. Publicly, you have to say certain things. But when push comes to shove, the town is already turning on the team. And if you polled Clevelanders, they would side with Myles Garrett on this. And frankly,
well, I'm siding with Myles Garrett.
Yeah, well, of course, we want him to move to town. Anthony,
of course.
The other thing is, look, what would be best for Cleveland, candidly, they have to retool. They got the number 2 overall pick. You're not getting out of this Deshaun Watson deal. Trading Myles Garrett now would net you a massive return, and they can start over. They don't have a choice. It's just it's what it is. So yes, I want the Lions to be at the front of that list. I'm terrified they won't be, but I all we can do is try. I will not do it the way Rico's
doing. I'm just saying.
Rico said,
when Mike.
No.
When we heard on the Valenti show.
No.
That.
No.
Here's the thing.
No.
Wide receivers get moved all the time. And, nope. and teams keep going. You look, Steph Diggs, how many times has this man been traded?
The opinions of Rico Beard do not reflect those of anyone else at 97.1 The Ticket or 97.1theticket.com.
All right. Amari Cooper, Devontae Adams. Tyreek Hill, A.J. Brown.
I'm just not doing it for this.
Twice.